Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Can't dance to this one like we did the last one. I mean, this is nice. We got guitars in our hand. We're doing air guitar, but you know. Can't like dancing like we were doing to Sam Cooke. Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on this Sunday morning, 23rd day of March. We got Joe Patrick joining us here in just a little bit. Joe, I'm not laughing at you. Something just popped into my head here. Uh-oh. I got to do this real quick because we were come back from break, and I looked up, and we have all manner of things on the screens in front of us here. And I looked up, and I saw the dude who, along with his wife, run the Atlanta voiceover studio, because I did the casting call earlier. But I saw Mike Stout up there. It was like a Haverty's commercial. It wasn't his wife, Heidi, in the commercial with him.
Yeah.
She might have something to say about that. But anyway, it is Mike Stout and Heidi Rowe. Those are professional people, you know, because when they keep their last names for the other things.
You have to remember that.
The many things that they do. away from married life, but I was talking earlier in the casting call about this being the holiday season. It may be slower than usual for jobs in front of the camera, so check out the jobs behind the camera, but I also hook you up with a couple folks as far as voiceovers from Bill Seller to, again, Heidi and Mike. And they have a brick. Listen, they both do different things, but Heidi and Mike, they take care of you. So I just want to give you a little shout out there for that. And hey, Heidi. Hey, Mike. Morning to you. I had some notes here, and it just left me because I was going to bring Joe on here, and I had a really good first question for Joe, but Joe's family too. So anyway, welcoming one half of the Wade Ford Tailgate Show, Joe Patrick joining Sam and Greg. Good morning, buddy.
What's up, guys? Hope you guys are having a good Sunday.
We are having.
We are, man.
We've been dancing up here. We've been having fun. Do you know what our story of the week was? At least mine. Was we had two retirees, and one you will know of. Did you hear the news this week that Nigel Talton retired? Do you know who Nigel Talton is?
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. for cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
I did not hear that, and I do not know who that who Nigel is.
Well, actually, you do. You just didn't know his real name. The original,
okay.
The Freeze from the Braves games.
Ah.
The original Freeze.
I immediately went British in my mind. When I heard Nigel, I thought, which British actor is this?
No, this dude was part of the grounds crew, right? And then he became the Freeze, but he hung up his cleats this week. Right? No more sprinting out there. So that was big news around here. So we've been having some fun here this morning, Joe.
As part of the job interview for the Freeze, you get I assume you get put through a sprint of some sort, or you have to have some evidence that
he ran track at Fort Valley State up there. Who else went to Fort Valley State?
Oh, Tyrone Poole.
Tyrone Poole, yeah. So he ran track. So yeah, that's all you had to do was show him that, I guess. Anyway, that was all part of the festivities this morning. The point is we've been having lots of fun, and we've been waiting to talk to you, and you know, what positivity can you bring to the Falcon fans listening right now as they get ready for this game against their arch rival?
Oh, man, that's kind of a tough one because it's obviously been a ton of bad news for Falcons fans. I feel like this week has been kind of a reset in a lot of people's minds as to, like, you know, where the franchise kind of goes from here after it gets thrown into such upheaval as it has after this injury of Michael Penix Jr. And kind of just kind of all, it's kind of amazing just to think about, you know, all the plans that are put in place upon one person, and that person being Michael Penix Jr. When he gets injured, you know, you really have to start thinking about all these different things. So, you know, good news on the field this week, at least you get Divine Diablo back, and, you know, the Falcons defense was looking like one of the best in the NFL when Divine Diablo was on the field because of all the things that he can do and the ways that I think his presence allows other players on the defense to really attack and allows Jeff Ulbrich, the defensive coordinator, to really use some of these guys, whether it's the two rookie first rounders and James Pierce Jr., Jalen Walker, or Caden Ellis, and how much more you can do with him when Divine Diablo is on the field. So I guess if there's any good news or something to look forward to coming into this week, it is the return of Divine and just seeing how he's able to impact this team. And they certainly need a player like him against this Saints offense that has these weird pieces that they like to use, whether that's, you know, obviously Taysom Hill's kind of the main guy that you think about when you think about a weird Saints offense, but also guys like Juwan Johnson, who had a big week last week, the big tight end. At least it helps to have Divine Diablo in that defense to help track around some of these bigger bodies.
That's what we hope for today, folks. Spend the time on the waitforit.com hotline with Joe Patrick joining us here this morning. And he is social. Always find him at Joe Patrick, at Joe Patrick. Got the latest on Falcons that he keeps an eye on. Also the five stripes, too, time. But also we talking about things with this Falcons. This team, my goodness, Kirk Cousins taking over. He had a full week running with the ones. And it's a voice that many of them are familiar with hearing, those who were with him last season. What of that, you know, can be an advantage for him having watched from a different perspective? I asked him that question this week, the perspective that he's had watching this team and seeing how he can fit in and move things forward. What do you think of it?
Yeah, you know, I think that one of the things that Kirk brings is, you know, his experience in the league and the credibility that he has, and the kind of authoritative voice that he has, both just in the huddle, obviously, and kind of getting guys organized, but also I think bringing that voice kind of to the building, so to speak, so like to the video room, the off coordinator and play caller Zach Robinson, to kind of be able to say, like, when they're going through the game plan, okay, yeah, like, I like this, I like this. I don't think this is going to work so much for us. And I do think that Kirk is a guy who's going to have input into, like, what he thinks is going to work. And it's not to say that I think that Michael Penix doesn't necessarily do that, but I just think it's natural when you're a younger player, you're more of in the mode of trying to be like, okay, like, digesting the game plan,
trying to perform the game plan as good as possible. But Kirk Cousins has been around for so long, I think he's better equipped to know what he's capable of and not capable of, and maybe what this offense and his teammates are capable of and not capable of, and being able to express some of those things. And so for that reason, I'm interested to see, Sam, if things look a little bit different with this offense and how it operates this week. You know, it was noticeable that when Kirk Cousins came into the game last week, first play he gets in the game, he is under center. And I think it was just a run play or something. But that's noticeable difference where they have not been under center that much under with Michael Penix. And they continue to be under center much more often during the rest of Kirk Cousins' stint in that game than they had been all season with Michael Penix as the quarterback. So those are the kinds of things I'm wondering if we see some tweaks that, you know, help fit Kirk Cousins and help maybe give this offense the best opportunity to score some points.
Joe Patrick once again joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. He'll be on the Wait For It Tailgate Show with our own Andy Bunker here coming up in a bit. I wanted to ask you if you are available. Sam and I are going to be doing Thursday and Friday this week, Thanksgiving. And before that next game that the Falcons have, I'd like to get, because this is what I think is going to happen. I'm going to go into this game today, and I'm going to count what I believe are going to be business decisions made by Kirk Cousins. And then we're going to count them up next week when we have you on here. Can we do that? You remember the movie Eight Men Out, where the two writers are up in the booth? Hey, something hinky's going on here. Okay, I want you to circle this player and that player, and then we'll compare notes at the end. I really do want to see if this guy is thinking about who he's going to play for next year and make a bunch of business decisions as this year plays out. And I don't care. I'm going to say it out loud. And this is where it would start, because you're going up against your rival who want to take you out more than any other team.
Yeah. But I guess here's the counter I would have for that, Greg, is that, like, in some respect, like, when I think of, like, a business decision, I think of, you know, a player who makes some sort of play where they don't want to take some sort of physical punishment on a given play. If I'm the Falcons, I want Kirk Cousins, like, getting rid of a football, you know, so he doesn't have to take a big hit or something, because they're already without one quarterback. You know, if they have to go to Easton Stick, things are, well, I don't know if people would say that that's going to be a whole lot worse or not, based on what we've seen from Kirk Cousins. But I do think that they would want to, you know, the Falcons would have just as much of an interest in him preserving himself as Kirk Cousins might.
Yeah, but at some point he's going to get out of that. He's going to have to get out of the pocket. He's going to scramble. I'm just saying there's going to be instances where you would have in years past seen a play attempted, where this time you say, I'm going down. Let me know when you hear the whistle. So just a thought of mine. But, again, this is another one of those games. In years past when the teams were good, it was hard to predict. I really don't know what to think going into this.
Oh, this one's a total crapshoot, it feels like. And it's crazy, and let's just say it's sad that the Falcons are 1.5-point underdogs going into this game against the 2-8 New Orleans Saints. Actually, the spread's actually moved a little bit more towards New Orleans. I'm not seeing it at -2 for New Orleans. So it just kind of shows the state of this Falcons team right now. And, you know, they're just not a team that's shown a consistency to beat these types of teams. And so that kind of, again, goes to your point where it's like this team is just up and down. You never know what to expect from them. So, you know, who knows? Maybe Divine Diablo comes back into this game. And even though, you know, Falcons offense could continue to struggle with Kirk Cousins, but, you know, the Falcons defense could put up a good game, and it could be a bit of a, you know, defensive slog, but one that they can win. Who knows? But still, just, you know, that line, I keep going back to it this week because it just really shows how far this Falcons team has fallen, really, in you know, very quick notice. Like, you know, it was just over a month ago, this team was winning on Monday Night Football against the Bills and at 3-2, and everyone had thought it was all on the up and up, as I did. And, you know, it's just fallen completely on its face since then.
You know, Sam, you listen to Joe, and now we're in the business, and we do it on the side. But this is a dude, you listen to him, he should be doing voiceover work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He got that voice right there. Hey, listen, Joe, I don't know if you're doing it or not, but we're going to send you over to see Heidi and Mike or Bill Sell. Or Bill Sell.
In a former job, I used to hire voiceover people to do to do voiceovers for company I worked for.
Well, we got to get you guys, and we got to get you down in a certain kind of way. I'm not going to say it over the air so AI doesn't steal your stuff. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So we got to get you set up. And by the way, I get no kickback from these people. Somebody said that to me, Sam. He said, oh, we know why you mention these people, because they give you money on the way back. I was like, I wish they would.
Yeah, really.
I ain't getting nothing. Not one penny.
Nope.
I'm going to steal something from our buddy down there from Chris D'Amino. I get a warm bucket of pride.
How about
that? Shout out to Chris. He uses that. I'm stealing that from Chris. Anyway, listen, Joe, he's on the pregame, the Wade Ford tailgate pregame with Andy Bunker. That starts at 2 o'clock today. And, of course, Falcons in New Orleans start at 4:25. There you go, buddy.
All right.
Joe, if we don't talk
Thanks
to you
for
before,
me on, guys.
Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but man.
We're going to
try
and get you on either Thursday or Friday just to get your perspective and your thoughts on some stuff, because we just
Absolutely.
Like talking
we'll
to you.
Absolutely. We'll share notes at that point.
That's right. Business decisions. Start marking them down. Joe Patrick, thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks, guys.
There you go. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.